"And Mrs. Pinchard," he said, looking up at me with his cold blue eyes. "Present," I said automatically. "I mean, thank you, Headmaster. I'm now here, obviously." I scurried to the front of the class under the smirking gaze of 32 14-year-olds. Mr. Sutcliffe's first name is Peter, which has earned him the nickname The Ripper. "I'm terribly sorry I'm late, Headmaster," I said, unwinding my scarf and setting down my bag. He was silent. He expected me to make my excuses in front of the kids. "It's been a rather disorganised morning," I said, lowering my voice. "How exactly?" he asked, sitting back in my chair.
"The reason I was late was because Rosencrantz had been showing us extracts from his forthcoming school nativity play at the breakfast table. He'd even made up a song and performed it stood on his chair, accompanied by me and Daniel tapping our cutlery enthusiastically against a bowl and an empty milk bottle. 'I'm the bestest and wisest man, 10 times better than Peter Pan. I've got lots of frankincense. I got it on offer for 50p. Is that Jesus in his pram? He looks like a lump of boiled ham.'
Most mornings I have to leave the house as Rosencrantz is eating his breakfast. It kills me to think what silliness and fun I've missed out on. I just couldn't miss his little wise man song. And I'm so glad I didn't. Daniel and myself were crying with laughter." I realised the Ripper was still staring at me, waiting for an answer, along with the kids in my class. "My road was closed off by the police. No one was allowed out," I lied. He cocked his head, waiting to hear more. I went on, "I don't know why they closed it. Perhaps it was a gas leak, or a drug raid, or a prostitution ring." The kids began to snigger. "Not that I live in that kind of area, of course, Headmaster, or that I would be involved in a prostitution ring. I've barely enough time to finish all my marking," I joked. The kids laughed. The Ripper's mouth was now set in a grim line. "Silence!" he yelled. The kids were instantly still and quiet. He looked at me and pursed his lips. A vein was throbbing in his temple. "Mrs. Pinchard, I was walking past your form room and your class was running wild. Someone was exposing their bare bottom and pressing it against the glass partition. Unfortunately, I was unable to identify the culprit," he said. I bit my lip, suppressing the urge to laugh. He went on, "You should have phoned the school secretary and informed me you wouldn't be here. Don't ever do that again." I shivered as he rose and left with the register. When he'd gone, my class had a field day. "Ah, miss, you're so in trouble," said Kelly Roffey, swinging back on her chair.
"Did you see that vein throbbing, miss? He was really pissed off," said Damien Grange.
"I'm not surprised. Now, who was it who flashed their bum at the headmaster?" I asked.
"It was Damien, miss," said Kelly Roffey.
"Prove it," said Damien.
"Miss, Damien's arse has 7 pimples. Get him to drop his trousers and you'll see," said Kelly Roffey.
"No one is dropping their trousers now. Quiet," I said. I wasn't surprised that Damien was the culprit. I was surprised, however, that Kelly Roffey could count to 7. I can't quite believe I've ended up as an English teacher. I thought it would be fun. I thought I'd spend all day discussing my favourite literature. But the truth is, working at St. Duke's Comprehensive is mostly crowd control. I don't know how to inspire a load of petulant teenagers. "Quiet," I said, wiping the blackboard. "Now, for homework, I asked you to read the first 2 chapters of A Christmas Carol." They all groaned and pulled out their books. "What were your first impressions of Mr. Scrooge? What is he like as a character?" I asked. Blank faces stared back at me.
"Come on, this is A Christmas Carol. We've all heard the phrase to be a Scrooge."
"Miss, my copy's got pages missing," said Kelly Roffey. "It says nothing about Bob Cratchit being a frog."
"That's the Muppet Christmas Carol," I sighed.
"Oh, is the book different?"
asked Kelly sincerely. The class broke.